Hey, everybody. It's Chris Marshall of the Payne Street Team, brought to you by Payne Auto Group Valleywide and PayneAutoGroup.com, where we have what you want, lo que tu quieres, regardless. And it's time for another edition of Payne Auto Talk. First and foremost, a thousand apologies to our Payne Auto Talk listeners. It's been a minute since we had our last episode. A whole lot of events have been happening. Also, a whole lot of life has been happening, including me having some tendon surgery on my left hand. But thanks to Dr. Marco Pena and Dr. Gerald, hey, y'all, I'm on the mend and we'll be back to picking like I was, and hopefully even better than ever in the coming weeks and months. But until then, let's get on with it with this edition of Payne Auto Talk with Mr. Art Juarez, General Manager of Payne Brownsville Volkswagen and Mitsubishi. And away we go. All righty, ladies and gentlemen, here we are with the General Manager, the Big Cheese of Payne Brownsville Volkswagen and Mitsubishi, with Mr. Art Juarez. How you doing, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Yeah, I was about to say, it's like a spam can in here. There's a lot of people in here.
Yeah, it's a really good day. It's Good Friday.
That's right. It is Good Friday. That's right. I hope everybody out there is going to have fun with their Easter eggs and whatnot and taking part in their the rise of the one. But I tell you what, things are changing here. It's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of people in here because things are growing here. Y'all, how long we're under construction at Payne Brownsville? How long y'all been under construction?
It's close to a year already.
A year. We're just about there.
That's the exciting part right there, that building next to us.
Now, that's going to be VW, right?
Yes. Plus, we're going to have another building. If you're facing a store, yes, sir, on the left-hand side, going north.
That's for MITS. Now, the service department here, is that staying here, or are they expanding it?
Actually, our new service department is going to be a lot bigger than what we have right now. So, they're going to be working on both.
Oh, there's going to be separate service department for both?
No, there's going to be
one big one
for both.
Nice.
Yes, it's a good experience to be part of this, growing of the building. I've been in the auto industry for over 20 years. I've been with the Payne Group for 16. So it's really nice to see and be part of it.
And VW is in your blood.
VW is in my blood. When I was growing up, my dad used to sell cars, and what he gave me was pure Volkswagens. Back then, there was called the Rabbit.
Yep.
And I had a couple of those, and then my graduation year, he bought me a GTI. So, and now as an adult, I started working in this business over 20 years, and I've been here. So it's like meant to be here.
Well, I mean, as a captain of a ship down here, if you got that much VW in you, who better to know?
Yeah, so no, it's really nice, and I always talk about it with my friends, let them know, like, man, I've been driving VWs for a long time.
It's some things change and some things stay the same. Like Benjamin and I from the digital section, we just shot a video on the new 2024 Golf GTI, and they still have the plaid interior, and
those cars change. Are just so much fun to drive.
Yeah, and that one has a stick too. So
yeah, they're so much fun to drive. You don't get bored. It's always exciting driving those.
That's why I said GTI spells fun.
Oh yeah, love it.
So you're all of this construction. We've got the new service department's going to expand, and of course, parking here is going to be better.
Oh yes.
Oh man, because right now it's like the showroom. Everybody's trying to find a space, you know.
Man, that's one of the things I want to say. I want to thank all of our customers for being so patient with us right now, because we're so tied up. Our service department's tied up, and they're being so patient. And I just want to say thank you to everybody.
Yeah, this just getting into service, it looks like the airport up at DFW. Everybody's in line, man.
Everything, and then when they come, give us an opportunity to buy a car from us. They work with us, they're patient, and I just want to say thank you. It means a lot, and believe me, we're close to so close to make sure that everybody is going to enjoy the brand new store, the Volkswagen store. We're going to have space, we have a lot of room So
that almost sigh of relief you had right now. Oh, we're gonna have all this room parking and new asphalt. That's gonna be awesome.
Everything, dude. Everything. So thank you for everybody.
Cool. And Mitsubishi.
Oh, Mitsubishi's gonna have their own building. That's gonna be a 4,000 square feet building on our left side. Their showroom, everything. It's gonna be really, really nice too. Every space, their own lot, basically.
Yeah, it's because we gotta have the brands have their own shop there. And you're gonna be going back and forth between the two as the captain.
Yes, sir.
Two kids fighting.
Yeah.
In competition.
Yes.
Now, I've owned both Volkswagen and Mits. I got my Mitsubishi. It said Dodge Ram on it, but it was an old Dodge D50, a small quarter-ton truck. And my dad got that from Ed Payne Motors right there in Weslaco. And I drove that little Mitsubishi-built Dodge for many, many moons. And I miss it. But, and I've had the bug before. But I admit Mitsubishi, I'm partial to it, especially with the Outlander.
Yes.
The Outlander SEL. Oh, my God. And that 40th anniversary you had, the black one?
Yes.
With the gold? Dude.
That's what we sell the most, the Outlander. Man, they're really nice. They're really, like, they updated everything. Everything's top-notch on them.
Even the previous models before the refresh update, I took one of those on a long road trip, rented it and took it, and I liked it. Then you and Freddie were like, oh, you're going to like the new one. Really? Oh, yeah, it's a whole new platform. Oh, okay. And then I see it, and I'm like, I wish I'd taken this on that trip. That would have been nice.
Yeah, that would have been better.
But, the leather in it's nice. I like the stitching on it. Even Ben, before mentioning Benjamin, I said, what do you think? He goes, oh, I like that new Outlander, man.
Yep, that's what everybody's looking for. Like, we sell those a lot.
Yeah, and the Mirage, of course, is... when I thought of Mirage, I thought of the four-door Evo, but now it's a little bit different. Everything's gone crossover.
Yes.
Crazy.
Yeah, most of them. If you're looking for a car, a brand-new car under $20,000, your Mirage is your car.
Oh, man. And that has that Mitsubishi 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
It does. And if you've had a Mitsubishi before, you know that they last a long time.
A long time.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Ease on maintenance. I dig that. But also with Volkswagen, you'll have that 2 years carefree maintenance just about on every model, right?
Yes, we do on every model. And then every oil changes every 10,000 miles.
10,000 miles.
So, yeah. So you bring it in. When you buy a brand new vehicle, you bring it in at 5,000 so we can make an inspection on it. Make sure top of the fluids if it needs anything. And then after that, we'll see you in the next 5,000 for your first oil change.
Dang!
Yeah.
that makes man think. I'm thinking now.
It's nice when you have something like that because you can always just go back to the dealership instead of going to a outside source to get an oil change. You can always come here. It's synthetic oil. That's what we carry for those vehicles.
Yeah, I was about to say the synthetic. I remember when synthetic came out, it was kind of hoodoo voodoo, and now it's like the thing.
Yes.
And I remember, instead of 3,000 miles, it's 6,000 miles. And I hear it's 8,000 miles. And now it's 10,000 miles.
Yes.
Yeah. Say it with me, folks. 10,000 miles. That's like saying 10,000 years.
And plus, they come with a 4 years, 50,000 mile warranty on the VW side. Bumper to bumper, that we call.
Dude, that's awesome. And CarNet. Now, I drive a Ford, and that has the Ford app. But CarNet, that's the app that for VW.
That is correct. Same function.
You can sit there and auto start, and even you can set up an appointment.
Yes, through the service department, and it'll remind you if you have something, or there's something going on your vehicle you want to check. It'll let you know what's.
Oh, cool! So you don't have to sit there and plug in, like go somewhere or have it diagnostic. It just the car tells you. By the way, this is what's wrong with me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice. Yeah. Man, y'all got it going on here, man. It's like the car is doing self-diagnostics. It's like WebMD for itself or something,
Yes, sir.
I've done that before. It's like, what's wrong with me? WebMD. Find out what's wrong. Hope I don't misdiagnose myself. So you grew up with VW. Is Brownsville your hometown here?
Brownsville's my hometown.
All right.
Grew up here, born and raised here in Brownsville.
So hometown boy.
Yes, sir.
On your stomping ground. How far away from the dealership did you grow up? A couple miles.
Yes.
Because the valley, it's changed.
maybe 3 miles away.
Wow. Yeah, this is your stomping ground.
Yeah.
So your dad had a car lot.
A car lot. When I was growing up, he had a car lot. So I was always involved in selling also.
Oh, okay.
So when I was in junior high, I remember to make extra cash in the summer, go wash his vehicles and try to sell some cars. And back then, they used to give you $25, $50 per car you sold. But, I mean, back then, it was pretty good.
Yeah, that was...
It was a lot of money back then.
I know, man. I mean, I remember when I was in high school, fuel was 88 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, bring those days back.
Oh, yeah. So it was, without knowing, I grew up selling cars in the VW brand. And I'm blessed to be here now as a general manager for the Volkswagen store in Brownsville.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're fit like a glove here, man. Fit like a glove. Now, I know with both brands, they're competing brands, and also, but they have certain incentives and rebates, financing, Volkswagen financing. They've got some, y'all have some great programs, man.
Yes, right now we have on the Outlanders and Outlander Sports for 60 months with approved credit, you have a 1.9.
1.9. That's on Mitsubishi's side of the house. Nice.
That's on the Mitsubishi side, you have the 0% for 60 months on the Outlanders.
Okay.
So, also on the VW side, the vehicle that else has 0% is a T1 for 60 months. There are promotions going on right now.
Which one's the T1?
It's a mid-size SUV.
Oh, okay.
So, if you're looking for a low rate, T1 would be, and your Atlas for 60 months, 1.9.
Oh, that's right, because you have the Papa Bear, Mama Bear, and Baby Bear. So, we have on the small end, that's Taos.
Exactly.
Is that how you pronounce it, Taos? Or?
Taos, yes.
Taos. And then you have... Tiguan, and then Atlas.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have the Atlas, which is the third row.
Oh, yeah.
And then we have the Crossport with only a second row.
Yeah. Some people say, why does my Atlas have a third row and this one doesn't? In Crossport, they kind of shave the hind end a little bit.
Exactly.
But it's nice. And if you're into bike riding and kayaking and all that stuff, you'll have those accessories for all that kind
of
stuff.
Oh, yes. We can get you all the accessories you need.
Oh, yeah. And one thing I noticed is the... That refresh, that interior for 24 is so new. It's like, it's not a bunch of buttons. Your fingers just kind of glide and slide across the surface, that glass surface.
Yes, that's the new thing on the 24s. Also, the lighting in the front.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice on the SEs with technologies.
Mm-hmm.
They have that. So it's a LED light in the front with a logo of VW.
Oh, yeah. And like the, what do they call it? The puddle lights.
Yes. On the doors.
And the R-line. I like that trim. Yeah,
those SELs.
Yeah,
R-line.
That's that sport trim, the black dot tires, and the Atlases. They have like 21-inch wheels on there.
They
look big for what they are.
Yes, sir. They're elegant, sporty at the same time.
And Arteon. That's like you talked about Volkswagen Rabbit. And there was a name in the back of my head. It started with a C. Is it Scirocco?
Yes.
Was that a VW Scirocco?
Was it Scirocco or... Man, I don't know what you're talking about. It's a two-door hatchback.
Yeah, yeah. And there was Scirocco, and then there were like... When I started with the group, they had the Passat and the Passat CC.
Yes.
So, and I know that was real sporty stuff.
Yeah, yeah, the Arteon took over the CC, basically.
Okay. And that's like a... Four-door hatchback.
Yes, they're...
It's its own breed.
It's its own breed. They look sporty. And, yeah, the sedan.
Yeah, and that's... I've talked with other guests, like watching the sedan slowly fade into history. It's like, you know, because the whole crossover thing. Everybody wants a vehicle to do it all. But I'm glad that the... I'm glad the Golf is still around. I don't think they're ever going to get rid of that.
Hope not. No, I don't think so.
I remember Golf, you could actually get the golf ball shift knob. When are they going to bring that back out, man?
Man, those were fun days.
I know. And the, Volkswagen's still in, they're still in off-road racing. They're still doing rally stuff, aren't they? They've got to be doing a rally.
I believe so.
Dude. Yeah, because I used watching Golf and then the Minis and then, of course, Subaru doing their thing.
And, yeah.
And now those cars, I don't know how much horsepower they have in there, but I've seen the videos where if you're at a rally race, don't stand by the side of the road. You people are brave. It's like the mud flap like goes across your forehead as it flies by like 5 feet off the ground. And you hear the going, it's like, God almighty. But yeah, all that racing technology. I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it. So you grew up here in Brownsville, and the neighborhood, you rode your bike.
Yes, that was back then. That's something that our kids don't do nowadays, basically. Yeah. So, no, it was always riding the bike, driving through the all over the place, riding the bike.
Riding your bike to go sell cars.
Yep.
Now, did you ever do any maintenance there for the old man?
No.
You never did oil changes or brake jobs?
Nothing like that. I never.
Oh, you interesting.
I don't think he did, basically. No, I never went that deep. I was only washing his vehicles, attending to customers and stuff like that.
Cool. And so you've been in customer relations now a while.
Well,
at both a consumer.
Yeah.
And now the.
It's been over 30 years that I graduated from high school.
Wow.
So I did it in junior high, so yeah.
So what are those reunions like?
Oh.
Hey, man, can I get an oil change at your place? Yeah, bring it on.
Well, we'll try to help you out.
I was about to say, how many of your classmates drive your product?
I got a couple of friends from that when I was in high school that they stopped by here and everything. So
nice.
It's nice to see them again once in a while.
Cool. I tell you what, it's those glory days.
Yep.
And with VW, I guess your glory days, they haven't stopped yet. What are you driving these days?
I drive a Ram because I pull stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I drive a Ram.
The boat,
the RV.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah. So that's what I drive.
I got you. Well, everybody got to have a truck sometime. Okay. Didn't VW had a truck? It was like an El Camino-looking thing, like a rabbit front end and a truck. What was that called? You're talking about, right?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Because it said Volkswagen, stamped into the tailgate.
Yes.
Like Toyota was back in the day. God, what is that thing called?
Man, I remember seeing a couple of them. We didn't get to see that many of those.
Yeah, because Volkswagen had that. It was a longer bed than the Subaru Brat. I remember that. They said, this has a longer bed than a Brat.
Man, I don't remember the name. That's a good one.
Now we're gonna be Googling here in a little bit.
Yes, we are, for sure.
I know, right? So we got Volkswagen, we got Metz. Also, people can bring in something that's not Volkswagen or Metz and get serviced here, right?
Of course, because we also do our service on our used cars that we have out there
that's
in our
right.
lot. So maybe you have any questions, any doubts, or anything, we can just try to guide you in the right direction, give us an opportunity.
Cool. How, like, somebody coming in off the street and they say, hey, you know, I'm in a certain budget. We have pre-owned, we have new, and we have financing for, was it 22 lenders or something like that?
Yes, that is correct. And the beauty of this being in the Payne Group is that we have 13 stores to choose a car from.
Wow.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah, and that's PayneAutoGroup.com. Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Shout out to our digital section.
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, in community involvement, like, what did you grow up doing as a kid? Like, when you're not at the car lot...
Fishing and hunting.
What are some of your favorite fishing spots? No, just kidding. Don't give those up.
I can't give those up.
Those are family secrets.
No. But yeah, that's where we grew up, being a family man.
I got you.
And that's what I do nowadays. That's what I grew up in, and that's what I do with my family. I take them everywhere, get them involved.
Excellent.
If I go fishing, hunting, I make sure they go with me, try to make them go with me.
Doing the boat out on the coast, or y'all, like, I mean, some families, they still fish their canals, man, they get after it.
We done the canals, we go to the bay. My favorite place is to fish out of Arroyo City.
Oh, yep, I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, so, but I try to get them involved. It's a lot of satisfaction when you have your family with you.
You still get your shrimp down there? Is Sanchez still open?
Is
it different now?
It's different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
Wow, I'm dating myself now. I was like, it's like, where are you going? You get some shrimp or some fuel over at Sanchez.
Yeah, people say, hey, Art, how do you do that? What do you... I said, hey, it's not that It's because I get my wife. She likes to fish. She likes to hunt. So it's a lot easier for me to do those things because she's...
You got a good one. Yeah. You chose wisely.
I chose wisely. So now, yeah, so she likes that. She enjoys that stuff.
Who catches a bigger fish, you or her?
I'm not going to talk about that right now, sir.
Who has to clean the fish, you or her? You?
Yeah. Bigger fish, somebody else.
Oh, man.
No, but it's all good. It's all good.
Good. Well, so, that's out in the salt, man. That's where it's at, brother. Yeah,
it's relaxing.
I can imagine. So even when the fish aren't biting. So you ever fish the tournaments or no?
I've been in some tournaments. I lately have not joined any. So I'm thinking about maybe this year getting out there again.
Maybe team regardless out there.
I love the way you
come
think.
Come on, Austin. No, I'm just kidding.
I love the way you think.
Putting the pressure on the boss, man. See. Cool. And you hunt too? And you're not just doing that for sport. You're catching dinner too? Going hunting for dinner?
Yes, sir. We hunt off... it's about 2.5 hours away from here. We've been at that place for 7 years.
Awesome. Good lease.
It's good. It's good.
They're, hog hunting?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's not your biggest bucks, but hey, we go have a good time and come home. And sometimes it's the same thing as fishing. You don't have to go and kill something to have a good time. As long as you go and you get back home safe, that's all that matters at the end of the day.
No joke. Yeah. The cooler did its job.
Yeah.
Around the fire. Around the fire.
So,
and when you're, is it difficult? Like when you're here being the manager, you're here and you're holding down the fort and doing business and your mind is kind of wandering off to the fishing spot. And then when you're out at the fishing spot, are you like
thinking about work?
What's going on?
yeah. Thinking about work, what you're going to do, what you're going to come up with to make everybody better.
Yeah. And how's your crew here? I recognize there's some new faces.
Yeah, we got a couple of new guys here. And so we're trying to get a minimum of 10 salespersons right now. Mm-hmm. Most of my crew has been here for a long time. I have a lot of veterans that one of them has been here for 10 years. The other one's been here for 14.
Wow.
That we have a lot of retention on our salespeople. And that helps us in the long run because at the end of the day, when they follow up with their customers or something like that, they're still here, so that helps us.
Yeah, plus with two new stores, you're going to need more people.
Oh, yes. We're going to be looking for some more people, so can't wait to that. Maybe about 3 months away from now.
Cool. About summertime. So you got that VW in your blood. You know where to come.
Yeah.
If you're in Lower Valley.
Yeah, so give us an opportunity. So, yeah, our salespeople, they've been here for a while. So that's a good thing. We don't have a lot of...
It's not a revolving door. There's some places where it's like, I don't know who these people are after a couple of months. But that's one great thing about pain. I will say some people go away and some come back after a while. It's like, I didn't want to leave in the first place.
I call this my home.
Yeah, welcome home, man.
Yeah, that's what it is. So we have a lot of retention, so it helps.
What are some of the things... like I know sometimes people go off and do different things, but you've seen this, you've seen VW and Mitsubishi change through the years. What are some of the models of cars that you miss from back then? What's that one option or feature that you just?
Man, I'm gonna say I don't miss it because I still have it. They're the GTIs.
Oh yeah,
they don't go away. So that's my fun car. It's they're nice. You enjoy driving, and I always drove Rabbits GTIs, and I still like them to this point after 30 years. So,
well, I'm glad they still got them out there. What's on the horizon? We're almost halfway into 24 here, but there's got to be new stuff coming out in 25.
We're getting the bus.
Microbus.
We're going to get the bus. It's going to be an all-electric bus. It should be here by the end of the year. If everything goes as planned, as VW planned, by the end of the year, we should have an electric bus. They look super nice. If you have an opportunity, just Google it, and they'll show you some.
Yeah, because there's no engine in the back, that means it's more cargo room.
There's more cargo room. There's more space. They're going to have captain chairs. It's going to be... It's really nice.
Is it going to have the surfboard rack like my Hot Wheels used to have?
Yeah, those. Man, those were famous for that, right? They had on top.
Surf rack. Now, I know there was a VW club back in Mission, and they were over at a local business there and at the 5x5 Brewery. And there was all sorts of different, you know, bugs and stuff and all these other, you know, it was modern stuff. Some guys had some Jettas that were tuners, and I'm like, you know, really hopped up. I'm like, okay. And there were the microbuses, and they had that kick-out cot on top, a little tent thing. And I never got to see one up close, and I finally did.
So is it?
It was weird because I'm going, oh, it's for one person. Because I didn't know what to expect. I just thought it was cool. You know, it had a sink in it. It's like this whole camping thing.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I remember seeing a couple of those from far away.
Yeah, and I finally got near. I was like, hey, can I go in there and see it? Oh, yeah, sure, go ahead. It's like, oh, this is one cot for one person. Okay, but, I mean, it was just, it was nostalgic. And, of course, it got me thinking about that new microbus. Like, what options and features, like accessories, are they going to have for those?
They haven't gone, like, 100% letting us know, but there's going to be several models. Like, nowadays, like a top-of-the-line, mid-grade. Mm-hmm. So, once we get more information, I'm pretty sure we're going to post it on our websites.
Yeah, but like camping accessories. I know like Jeep people are, okay, they're weird, man. They have their own, they're like a subculture of America. And they have all those rollout awnings and stuff. And I'm like,
Jeep has so many accessories.
Yeah, and so I'm like, what's with this new microbus? I'm like, okay, is there going to be a camping option, you know?
Yeah, man, we can't wait to find out more information on it. We just know that they're going to be here in December. We got some people actually already trying to put one aside.
Oh.
Yeah, they want to be the first ones to be called. So if you're interested out there on the bus, come see us and we can try to get you named down.
I know. It's like, I want to, with the new showroom.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to look hot, man.
Yes.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, no. I want to thank the owners for that.
Yeah, no, thank you to the Paynes.
Thank you to the Paynes.
Awesome. I'm looking at the facility here, and it's like, that is not small.
No.
That is not small, dude. And this building, I guess, it's going away.
It's going away, so hopefully, that's going to be after we move into our new building, there'll still be construction on our site when they're tearing this building down.
And then the MITS store goes up.
Mitsubishi should be up at the same time as once we moved over.
Nice.
Yes.
And that's so they're going to tear this building down and put something on top of it? Or it's going over there.
It's going over there to the site. So all of this is going to be
service,
parking space. For
nice.
Yes.
So people can schedule their service, and since it's going to be a bigger facility, y'all gonna have like an oil change line where people can come in for lunch and boom, 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 boom.
Yes, that's a goal. Yeah, it is. It's gonna be a lot bigger in service there.
That's gonna be cool. Y'all gonna have your own automated car wash on site?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
That's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's gonna be awesome.
And I was talking to Austin about this, Austin Payne, and he said that we're gonna get these charging kiosks, these 200-volt deals where people can charge up in like 40 minutes.
Yes, we are.
And y'all, how many kiosks y'all getting? Like just a few? Because he said we're going to go valley-wide with this thing, I believe.
Yes, I know that they're going to be on the side of the brand new building for sure. There's going to be several.
Cool. And this is the kind of thing where if you're driving a hybrid or an EV, just drive in, drop a card in the slot, and charge your car for pennies on the dollar.
Yes.
Nice. Because I know Ford, they have theirs. They're almost ready to go in Mid-Valley. So I was like, Lower Valley, y'all got to have that too.
Yes. And that was one of the things that Mr. Payne was, he wanted those in the lot.
Yeah, because I was about to say, you got the Microbus EV. What other EVs we got right now? I know we got Mitsubishi as an EV, the Outlander Hybrid.
Yeah.
What else we got? There's so many brands.
I'm trying to remember. Everybody has one.
Big things happen. Even on your desk here, we have the microbus.
Oh yeah,
with the peace signs on the surf rack. It's everywhere, man. And of course, the venerable bug.
Yes.
Yeah.
The
That's what I'll say. As I hold, you can hear the model in my hand. It's like this thing is timeless. I remember in the 90s, the catchphrase was Farfignugan. I still don't know. It sounds like some sort of casserole to me, you know.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds German, but yeah. Man, some cool stuff happening here. So, growing up in Brownsville, riding your bike, working for the old man, hunting and fishing and everything. What was on the radio? What kind of tunes were coming out of your radio at home and wherever you went?
Man, Mexican music.
Ah, the true southern sound of Texas.
Yeah, Mexican music was.
What were your favorite artists growing up? Like, what was coming out of the folks' kitchen and the living room and on their radio?
Ramon Ayala.
Ah, yeah.
Juan Gabriel.
Man. I've heard of those names. I personally don't habla, but
you know,
I've heard the music, man.
Yeah, Mexican music. That's all it was.
Cool. And we got to high school. What else? Everybody was listening to the same genre?
Yes. In high school, it's like anywhere else. I guess everybody had their own theme, or there was country.
Mm-hmm.
And your pop guys and Mexican, listen to Mexican music. And of course, I was in the Mexican side.
I got you. Were you ever in mariachi or anything like that?
No, nothing like that. No.
Oh, man.
The only thing I did was play basketball when I was in high school.
I was about to say, you are a tall fella.
I didn't know.
It was like, I figured as much.
Yeah, no, I played basketball.
You slam dunk without jumping?
Yes, sir. I did, since I was a freshman.
Oh, my. So you walked on campus and the coach is like, I want that one.
Yeah, so it was fun.
What's your coach's name?
Coach Guzman.
Coach Guzman. Is he still with us?
He's still around. I heard, because I just talked to another coach, because I have a 16-year-old that plays basketball as well. Uh-huh. And so you meet the people that I used to play against.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're coaches here. Some of them are coaches at BISD.
Wow.
So I talked to them. So, yeah. It's.
And when's that season? I was a band nerd, so I know football season's in the fall. March Madness is basketball on pro level. So is the basketball season already over with?
It's already over about a month ago,
okay.
2 months ago.
And you got a 16-year-old, so that's what, a sophomore?
Yeah, he's a junior, actually.
Oh, a junior. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's been playing varsity also.
What's your boy's name?
They know him as JJ.
JJ. All right, cool. We'll look for JJ on the court.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So,
You all do a one-on-one game back at the house? Out in the
driveway? Oh, yeah. We talk.
Oh, all that smack?
Oh. Yeah, all that smack.
The old man still got some moves?
Yeah, and some Bengay afterwards. All sore and everything. No.
I need a Gatorade and a fish oil supplement.
Yeah, please. Tylenol.
Yeah, give me a Tylenol.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Now, they have that new sports tape. You seen that?
Yes.
It's like elastic stuff, and people are wrapping themselves. It looks like giant Band-Aids.
Yeah, I know. It looks pretty cool, but I'm like, man, how many things they come up with nowadays?
Yeah, it's like those casts that look like spider webbing. Yeah. It's made out of a buddy of mine that, I say buddy of mine, on the model airplane circuit, you know, everybody has a different, job they do, and he does those molded casts and stuff, and he'll post stuff like that. It's like, yeah. It looks like spider webbing and stuff. It's wild. Sports medicine. Is your boy hasn't been hurt or anything?
No. He hurt his arm one time, but no, he did a full recovery.
Good deal.
Yeah. So I'm trying to make him go stay in school, go to college, because I have my older boy,
mm-hmm.
that blood cars go through his blood.
So
he's in the car business also, but he's in a different.
Oh no! He broke the faith. Oh no!
No, he can come back.
He can come back home to pain anytime.
Yeah, of course. No, he's. It's in the blood. The car business. He's also in the car business. He's been in the car business for, I'm gonna say, 5 years, 6 years.
And he's loving it.
Yeah.
And you're in competition with him?
Of course.
Different house, but yeah, a house divided. No.
And we get home and we talk about what can we do to get better, mm-hmm. we get to customer service, try to figure it out. in this business, you never know it all. There's always room for improvement. So that's what we're trying to do. We talk about car deals or what could we have done different or try to find a solution and put a deal together. And it's at the end of the day, we talk about that, but we know there's competition there.
Which is healthy.
Yeah, it is healthy. It is healthy. So, yeah, it makes it fun.
And so your youngest, he doesn't want to go into the family business?
Man, my youngest one, man, he can talk to anybody. Doesn't matter if you're younger, older.
So public relations.
Yes, he does. He can carry a conversation with an older gentleman about sports. And he knows his stuff, just like basketball. He knows his stuff in football. He can have a conversation with anybody.
So he's going to work for ESPN. No.
Or something. Yeah, he wants to be somebody out there. So we just got to push him over.
Cool. Well, that's good to hear, man. You got things going on both here at the home front and right here at the storefront. It's all happening. Now, the music you're listening to, mostly the what do they call that genre now? It's like, because they say it's Latin this, and there's Tejano, there's Norteño, and then they have that. What's the other stuff? Reggaeton?
Reggaeton.
That's that island stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, reggaeton and salsa.
Yeah, that's like country music has, like that Jimmy Buffett. They call it the no shoes sound or the flip-flop sound. What are they? The island sound? I don't know. And reggaeton, when I heard that, I went, reggaeton? I was like, isn't that like a pasta or something? They said, no, man, it's music. And I heard it. It's just very rhythmic.
Oh, yeah.
On the drums and everything. It's just different. So mostly you listen to the Latin sound.
Yes,
But no country music, nothing like that?
Oh, yeah. I listen to country, too.
Oh, well, some of your favorites. Like you said Ramon Ayala, and I'm like, that's like the equivalent.
No, that's when I was growing up.
I know, but that's like, you know, Ramon Ayala and George Strait. That's like the
those are the main guys.
Like, but Vicente Fernandez, he was like in his own.
Yes.
His own, that was like Hank Williams, the Latin sound. Yeah.
No, I do listen to country. I listen to rock. I listen to any kind of music nowadays. But when I was growing up, my parents were Mexicans. They are Mexicans. Boom. So, boom, that's what we listen to the most. Cool. So now country, move.
Like, what's one of your favorite songs? Like some of your favorite songs right now, like on the radio or something that really...
Country? Tennessee Whiskey?
Oh, that's... I think that was George Jones, and now it's... What's his name? I'm so old school with artists.
No.
It's not Stapleton. Is it Stapleton? Chris Stapleton?
Man, I don't remember exactly his name, but I just like the song.
Yeah, because George Jones did it, and it's like a what musicians would call a 6/8 blues. Do-do-do-do. That one, right? Yeah. I think it's Stapleton.
Is it?
I think so. I've got too much music jammed in my head, man. And I'll listen to anything. I listen to country, rock, classical. I'll listen to what they call synthwave. That's like that 80s sound, you know? I mean, dude, I'll roll down the road and I'll listen to like music from a Nintendo game, you know? I'm sitting there listening to, you know, some old video game music, retro wave or whatever.
Man,
just to hear some music, man.
There's also George Strait, Luke Bryan, Kenny Chesney.
More of a Kenny Rogers guy, but yeah. And he was cool, man. I got to meet him once. He was awesome.
No, so.
Well, there is a musical portion. So if I was to play a song for you here on Pain Auto Talk, what song would you want to hear? Do a tribute. It's your call, man. It's your call.
I don't know. That's a good one.
Well, maybe there's something with a Latin flavor I can do. What's that one song? She drinks tequila and he talks dirty in Spanish or something like that. I'm just kidding. No, I ain't gonna do that one.
I know.
But I can figure something out here.
Yeah, put something out there, something good.
Yeah. Oh, there's, was that Eddie Raven? Yeah. Who needs you? I got Mexico. We got that one there. There's some other ones with Latin flavor. There's all sorts of stuff. Man.
We can do a country one if you want.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because I tell you what, I have played a shout out to my Brothers in Arms, and also Brothers from Other Mothers in Music, and that's the Leal Brothers with Vaquero. They play country and Tejano. You got Brother Danny on the Bajo Sesto, and then you got Brother Manny on the squeeze box, man. And he plays the accordion with the buttons, not with the keys on it, like up north, you know.
Really?
But yeah, they. Oh yeah, they.
Billy, there's a song from Billy.
Billy. Please don't say Billy Ray Cyrus.
No. I'm like, oh boy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, put that one at.
No. Oh, they got me cornered.
No.
Yeah, I'll figure something out, something special for you.
Okay.
But, all right, we'll get that out right now. And then that's the break, and then we'll come back in. Is there anything? All righty, Art. This is a good old country song by the Kendalls. And it's one of my favorite songs when on those long road trips, especially when the stars at night are going by and it's a long, long road here in Texas. At the long end of the highway, where the long night has no end, when there's no one else beside me, till I hold you once again. Thank God for the radio when I'm on the road, when I'm far from home and feeling blue. Thank God for the radio playing all night long, playing all the songs that mean so much to me and you. There's a song we first danced to, and there's a song that played the night we met, and there's a song we fell in love to, and that's a song that I'll never forget. Thank God for the radio when I'm on the road, when I'm far from home and feeling blue. Thank God for the radio playing all night long, playing all the songs that mean so much to me and you. Playing all the songs that mean so much, till I feel your tender touch. All the songs that mean so much to me and you. Thank God for the radio. Well, that about wraps it up for another edition of Payne Auto Talk. I've been here with Mr. Art Juarez, our general manager from Payne Brownsville Volkswagen and Mitsubishi. Currently, we're just about halfway. We're past that halfway mark of construction to where they're going to have a whole new facility for Volkswagen. And then they're going to expand their service department. And then the Mitsubishi side of the house is going to open up, and it's going to be glorious. And Mr. Juarez, what do you have in closing?
I just want to say thank you one more time, please. Thank you very much to everybody. Thank you for being patient with us. Believe me, we can't wait just like you can to get our new home. So thank you, and thank you for working with us.
Hey, no problem. Hey, you got a great crew down here, and the house is still full. It's Friday. That's right. It's Good Friday. Getting ready to celebrate the resurrection and whatnot.
Yes, sir.
I tell you what. So you're gonna after church lets out on Sunday, y'all gonna be chasing Easter eggs. Y'all gonna be going down to Aurora City.
No, we have a little place that we're gonna hang out, do the Easter egg hunts with the family.
Nice. Well, some hunting. You'll get some hunting.
Yeah, it won't be the one that I had on
display before the chocolate melts.
Yeah,
cool.
No. But thank you so much for coming down, and
no problem. And thank you very much for your time. I know it's busy here. It's getting close to that 5 o'clock hour. So everybody out there, hope y'all have a safe ride home. Hey, this Friday, get to spend time with family at home and hearth, and don't forget the home of VW is right here with Mr. Art Juarez and crew at Payne Brownsville Volkswagen and Mitsubishi. Anything else?
If you need anything,
All right.
Give us a chance.
That's right. And PaineAutoGroup.com, PaineBrownsvilleVW.com. That's y'all's website, too. So, once again, Mr. Art Juarez from Paine Brownsville Volkswagen and Mitsubishi, myself, Chris Marshall of the Paine Street Team. This has been another edition of Paine Auto Talk, powered by PaineAutoGroup.com, where we have what you want. Lo que tú quieres, regardless, and we are gone.